The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening to the Too Many Men podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a fourth and special bonus episode of the Too Many Men podcast. The NHL's Atlantic Division is something we've spoken about a number of times across all of our episodes this season, but man, is it coming down to it in the playoff race.
I mean, yeah, just looking at the top of the division, it's just an absolute amazing show we get to witness night in and night out. We're going to be seeing a lot more of it as those top teams battle each other quite a bit coming down to the end of the season. And even if you're not at the top of the Atlantic right now, it's still an absolute dogfight down there at the bottom for the wild card spot, going back and forth in the playoff race. And it's just a great, exciting race that we get to witness.
Now, I don't want to provoke any negative emotions, but the Leafs are in the basement. And for this episode, based on the last one, we are going to bring back the Leafs complaint buzzer.
Man, I don't know how many times I can complain about the Leafs. Probably not enough, honestly, but we'll see how many times we end up having to use it.
Without further ado, for this Atlantic Division race, Josh, take us away.
I mean, just what a season it's been to watch as a fan of, not like I'm a fan of the Leafs. They're in the Atlantic, but just a fan of hockey in general. The Atlantic Division has been so fun to watch. And honestly, like realistically, you could say that there are still kind of five teams that could even win the division. Like there are teams that are less likely, like Boston, like the wildcard teams right now, they're probably less likely to win the division, but it's still like possible. You could see it happening. You look at Buffalo, Tampa, Montreal, Detroit, and Boston, they're all separated by just 7 points. Now, you take a look at who's out of it right now in the Atlantic. We have Ottawa, who made the playoffs last year and had playoffs hope for this year. So, a bit of a disappointing year, especially to start, but starting to pick it up a little bit. And they're starting to put pressure on that second wild card spot. Then you have the Leafs, who made it... Yeah, this is going to be another complaint because you've got the Leafs, who have made it to the playoffs every year since 2017. Well, except for that like weird bubble year against...
That counted. That counted against Columbus. Yes, it did.
It doesn't count. I hate that. We don't like to talk about it. It's such a forgettable little series. So, except for that little weird bubble season, they've made it to the playoffs every year. And they also had big playoff aspirations and unfortunately have just fallen flat on their face this year. Then you have the Panthers. You're back-to-back defending Stanley Cup champions. Unfortunately riddled with injuries all season, but you'd think that they'd still be at least a little competitive. You go from winning the championship to just an absolute disaster of a season if you're a Panthers fan. But they found themselves completely out of it. And then recently, though, all the teams so far in it, in the playoffs right now, have been struggling a little bit, with the exception of Buffalo. So it's been a bit of a grind for the Atlantic teams recently. And that just goes to show that really it is anybody's division right now. And you just got to play your best hockey coming down the stretch, because these next few games are going to be very crucial, especially for seeding. And you obviously want home ice advantage when it comes to the playoffs. And then quickly just looking at the strength of schedule for the remaining teams, we've got Boston, Montreal all in the top 10, including Boston at number one, having the most difficult remaining schedule. Whereas Buffalo and Tampa are respectively at 17th and 20th in that same category. So, you know, if I'm Buffalo and Tampa, I see a bit of daylight and a bit of an area where they can take advantage, and maybe Tampa looking to leapfrog and build even more of a gap between the rest of the Atlantic teams.
But I think if you look at the teams that are pretty comfortable, as you mentioned, based on strength of schedule and where they are, how they're playing, I think Buffalo and Tampa are safe. I think it's very plausible, realistic that they're going to end up as 1-2 in the Atlantic at the end of the season, maybe in a different order than they are now. But if you look at the rest of the teams, Ottawa's breathing down the neck of the Detroit Red Wings. The Red Wings look shaky. They haven't looked great, especially since the Olympic break. Boston have found their way back right into the contest with Montreal until Montreal beat them last night. Now they have a little bit of a leg up again. But Montreal has been slipping a little bit too. I mean, four regulation losses. It was 1 point from four games, two against Anaheim, two against San Jose. So just not good enough for them. And here's a little nugget for the Montreal Canadiens. What's really plagued them is their goaltending. 27-0-3. 27 wins, 0 losses, 3 loser points in games where goalies post a 900 save percentage and above. They have not lost in regulation and only lost 3 games in overtime or a shootout in games where their goalies posted an above 900 save percentage. But in games when it's below, which has been a lot, 10-20-7. So whether it's going to be Fowler, Dobesh, Montembeau down the stretch going into the playoffs, we don't know yet. But they need some stability at the back end, because when they get it, they are lethal. They are one of the best scoring teams in the league, and people have been talking about it. We've spoken about it off air, but man, if you threw in a 2014 Carey Price behind this team, they might not lose a game.
Might not lose a game ever. I will say, though, that little rant, I think it deserves I wish we had a Montreal Canadiens buzzer sound. It sounds a bit of a complaint.
I don't know if we can
Habs goaltending.
Not sure if you can be angry when you're in a playoff spot.
That's true.
This what we'll do now is I'll kind of tell you where I think which teams will make the playoffs. So I think 1, 2, and 3 will still be a Buffalo, Tampa, Montreal. Maybe not in that order. I don't think Montreal also realistically top the division. They'll need a really good run to be able to do that. Is it possible? Sure. It's not my pick. So for the sake of this argument, I'll actually say Tampa take the division based on their experience. Throw Buffalo in 2, Montreal in 3. I think Boston are the best Atlantic team outside the top 3. So I'll let them slide in at 4. 5 could be Detroit or Ottawa. Ottawa are coming on hot, and Detroit do not look good. I wouldn't count out Columbus. I know you said earlier that they may not be such a playoff threat, but they are closer than a lot of people think. And here's an interesting question, moving slightly away from the Atlantic Division. Does it not feel like one of the Islanders or the Blue Jackets are due for a rough patch that might take them out of playoff contention? Sure, maybe we'll have 5 Atlantic teams in the East, but which team gets the 3rd seed in the Metro, it could be an interesting discussion. I think obviously the Islanders will be feeling more comfortable as of today, but there's still time left in the season.
I mean, yeah, realistically, the 2 wild card spots belong to the Atlantic. I'm not going to pretend that anybody in the Metro, like Columbus is close, but I just think the Atlantic teams are so much stronger and built for a tough grind towards the end of the season. I mean, we saw last year Detroit made it go down to the wire, right? But I as you said, I think the Islanders and the Penguins, even, they're both at 83 points right now. If they go on a little bit of a rough patch, Columbus is at 81 points, so you could see a bit of a mix-up in the Metro there. I just, for me personally, my opinion is that Columbus doesn't have the team to do it. I just don't think they've got like the grit and the strength when it comes down to the end of the season. Like, we talk about playoff hockey being a different breed, but even the end of the season, like the last couple weeks of the season, is always a grind. And especially in the past couple of seasons, we've seen it come down to the last 1 or 2 games to see who makes the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to watch. And I will definitely be tuning into that Atlantic division race.
Now, what I will mention, just going back to the idea of strength of schedule, obviously I'd pick Tampa to win the division. Do you agree that Tampa are most likely, or do you see someone else taking the division if you had to pick today?
If I had to pick today, I'd probably agree with you. Tampa is definitely the stronger team just on paper. I think the Sabres, I mentioned it in last episode, the Sabres are very much a team that is built on vibes. And sometimes that's the strongest way you can build a team. Like, they're just a group of guys in that locker room. But I look on paper, Tampa just has so much experience, so much skill. Nikita Kucherov is playing out of his mind right now. Been one of the best players in the league since the new year. And I just think their experience ends up boosting them into that top spot. But Buffalo, a young, exciting team. I'm rooting them for them. Like, my heart is going for the Sabres to top it off. But I think Tampa will end up taking that top spot in the Atlantic.
And even for their strength of schedule being number 20, they still have to face Buffalo again, Minnesota, Montreal twice, Boston twice, and Detroit. So just because their strength of schedule is easier than some of their other opponents doesn't mean that they don't have big-time games coming up. Now, before we end up, before we wrap up here, I just have two things to touch on. I'll give you my playoff picks in terms of seeding for the first round. But before we get there, I think it's time to revisit what has become the hated Atlantic Division 2-3 seed first round matchup. So as it stands today, Tampa Bay would have home ice advantage against the Montreal Canadiens. We're going to go all the way back to 2014 when Tampa Bay had home ice advantage against the Montreal Canadiens. The Habs won in four games. But three of those games were decided by just one goal. 2015, Tampa-Detroit, Tampa 1-7. 2016, Tampa-Detroit, those were those good Red Wings teams, Tampa 1-5. 2017, Senators-Bruins, a bit of a shakeup, Senators in 6. But then 18 and 19, Bruins in 7 over Toronto. Tampa versus Toronto would have happened in 2020 if it wasn't for the pandemic bubble situation. Then Toronto-Tampa happened in 2022 after that North Division year. Tampa 1-7. Toronto versus Tampa in 2023. Toronto 1-6. Boston-Toronto 2024. Bruins in 7 again.
Ouch.
Tampa versus Florida 2025. Panthers 1-5. So often these series are very competitive. And it's not just the Atlantic Division. I think last year that Dallas win over Colorado in 7 in round 1 really cut short what could have been a deeper run for Colorado. Obviously, look, we can't complain at this stage of the season, and you really can't complain if you're the team on the losing end after it happens, but surely there's a better way to secure playoff matchups for good teams to go deep. I understand the quality, which is the NHL's argument, is definitely there. You're getting game seven, game seven, game seven, game six, six. Like, it's consistent. These matchups are close and they're good. But then you see these really great teams slapping a first-round exit in their history books. It just doesn't feel right. Now, this year, of course, there's going to be some new teams, so it will be different. And there could be some very exciting matchups in that first round between 2 and 3. But it seems like there's this repetitive situation where two very good teams, often in the Atlantic Division, which tends to be one of the best in the NHL, end up having to play each other early. Someone beats the heck out of the other team in that first round, but then they pack it up and go golfing early when realistically they're a team that could, even if they were in the other conference, go on a run to the conference final, maybe the cup final.
I mean, yeah, and just to your earlier point, like there have been these series that go like 5 games, even 4 games, but even in those games in the Atlantic, they've been so close. They've been a lot closer than the score dictates, because each game, like you said, decided by like one goal. So it could have gone either way. And as a Leafs fan, I like this.
Well, the Leafs are on there 4 times and they only won once.
Yeah, just the way that they set up the playoffs for me as a Leafs fan has just been so sad to see. Like, obviously, I think that in any other setup for the playoffs, like if you do like a 1-8 kind of like situation, like the Leafs could have gone a lot further in a lot of those runs, but they run into these teams like the Bruins or the Lightning in that series. Like, the Leafs definitely had the potential to go on deeper playoff runs, and like you said, they've been slapped in the face with a first round exit. So would I like to see the format changed? I can see arguments for both sides. Like you said, we've seen some amazing first round matchups with this format, but at the same time, we could be seeing a lot better matchups when we get to like the Eastern Conference Finals.
Absolutely. I mean, especially you look at the Metro. Carolina will sometimes sweep or get swept in the second or third round after another great Atlantic team is out.
Exactly. Yeah. Like there's just a lot of teams that are prospering off of this format that maybe shouldn't be. So you're seeing, yes, an amazing first round, but then as you get deeper and deeper into the playoffs, you're like, well, this team probably doesn't deserve to be here if you're looking at the other teams that could have been here. But it does make for an entertaining playoffs, and I think this is probably the reason why the NHL playoffs are considered to be not only the most grueling for the playoffs, but the most entertaining to watch among some of the major, at least the major four sports in North America.
So we'll end it off with just my playoff picks. I'll bounce them off you. You just let me know what you think. So the number one seed, Tampa Bay Lightning, will host the second wild card, Columbus Blue Jackets. I think Detroit falls off. I think they do. I think another wild card team sneaks in there. The Islanders still look hot. Number two, Buffalo Sabres, hosting home ice advantage against the number three seed Montreal Canadiens. What a series that could
That's
be.
That's going to be an exciting
two season. Rocking fan bases in the playoffs.
Yeah, two young teams going at it, inexperienced. Obviously, Montreal just made it last year, but like relatively still new to the playoffs. Buffalo completely new. Like, we haven't really seen Buffalo fans in a playoff atmosphere in a long, long time. And I mean, you've even seen it like, I remember going down to Sabres games all the time. The arena is empty, but now you're seeing it packed. Ticket prices are going up because the demand is just there, right? So this is going to be a really exciting matchup, and I think one of, if not the best matchup of the first round.
Well, and we saw it. It's the Sabres defeat the Lightning 8-7 in a regulation fight night game a couple weeks ago. That was a playoff-like atmosphere. It looked awesome. Moving over to the other side of the bracket, I'll take the Carolina Hurricanes facing the wild card one, being the Boston Bruins. Interesting matchup, but I think the Hurricanes won't be able to hang on to as big of a lead as Tampa Bay or whoever ends up winning the Atlantic, and then Pittsburgh versus the Islanders as the other matchup. So I'll give you my picks to win, you give me yours, and then we'll sign off for the day. Again, as I mentioned, I still think Detroit misses. The Islanders Blue Jackets battle will go down to the wire, but I think the Islanders get that third seed, and obviously Detroit misses the wild card too, and Boston ends up staying in there as the wild card one. So Tampa versus Columbus, I'll take Tampa. Could be 4 or 5 game series. Buffalo, Montreal, I'll take Montreal in 7. I just think the playoff experience will get them over the line. Carolina, Boston, I'll take Carolina in 6. I think Boston can make the playoffs. They can win some games, but not go deep. And then I'll take the Islanders over the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think their youth in the playoffs will actually overpower the experience of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Interesting. I like the way your bracket's looking. I have a few different scenarios here. So for me, that in that Tampa-Columbus series, give me Columbus.
We could see that again. Four games, anybody?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's just a thought that has to be in the back of every Lightning's player's mind. They're like, we were one of the best teams in NHL history, and then this Columbus team squeaks into the playoffs, and then they sweep us. So that could happen again. You know, maybe it's a little bit of like a Toronto-Boston situation where Boston just had Toronto's number, and maybe Columbus has Tampa's number. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Then we go to that Buffalo-Montreal series. I have Montreal taking that series. I think that goes 7. I think that's the closest series we're going to see in this playoffs. I think it's probably, like I said before, the best matchup. And I'd be super excited as a fan to be watching that. Then we go to the Carolina-Boston. I have Boston. I just think their team is built more for the playoffs. Carolina, great defensive team, but they just don't have that star power, that the ability to score that Boston has. And yes, defensively, very important when it comes to the playoffs. Like it's often said, defense wins championships, but you also got to score. And Boston, I think, can do that a little more than Carolina. Then we go finally to the Pittsburgh New York Islanders series. And there, I'll have to agree with you. I think the Islanders just simply have the better goaltending than Pittsburgh. And I think when it comes to the playoffs, goaltending is probably one of, if not the most important position in on your team. And they're the backbone of your team. They're the last line of defense. And for the Penguins, the goaltending has just been pretty atrocious this season. And I definitely don't think Stuart Skinner was the answer. But that's a discussion for another time. But yeah, that's my rundown of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
So if you think Columbus takes out Tampa, then you would have Columbus versus Montreal most likely in the next round,
right?
Because you also picked Boston over Carolina.
Yeah.
So that would take out both number one seeds. And then, sorry, who did you pick between Pittsburgh and the Islanders?
The Islanders.
The Islanders. Okay. So then, based on the reseeding, you would have Montreal versus Columbus and the Islanders versus Boston. Where do you see those matchups going? Because those are three teams that, besides Montreal, you don't necessarily think of going on a deep playoff run.
Yeah, especially going into the season, you're like, a lot of these teams maybe don't even make the playoffs, but obviously here we are. And I think for that Columbus-Montreal series, I think it's going to be closer than people think, but at the end of the day, like, Montreal is just a powerhouse. I think Montreal, come playoff time, I think they are one of the scariest teams. I would not want to face Montreal. Like, I might even want to face Buffalo more than I want to face Montreal, even though that Buffalo is ahead of them in the standings. Like, it's just the star power. Like, Montreal can just pop out at any given moment, and that's super scary to me. So then we go on to Boston versus the Islanders. That is honestly, it's a toss-up for me. I think these are two pretty similarly built teams. Boston, a little more scoring power, but I think Jeremy Swayman, as your number one goaltender, has proven to be a little inconsistent. And as I said before, goaltending is just so, so important. And the Islanders, bringing in a guy like Shen is just a great pickup for the playoffs. And I think the Islanders are headed back to another Eastern Conference Finals where hopefully they can get it done, maybe. But we look at that. That would be a Montreal.
Montreal Islanders. So that could have been the Cup Final in 21, but Tampa beat them in the bubble year.
Right,
or the North Division year, when they completely reconfigured everything. So that was one game away. The Lightning beat the Islanders in 7 that year, and then they went on to beat Montreal in 5 in the Cup Final. But are you saying, as you sit here in a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey, that in the year 2026, after, 10 years of the Leafs being in and around the playoff picture, 9 years at least, and only winning 2 playoff rounds and a combined, 4 games in the second round? They won 3 one year and won the other?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are the Montreal Canadiens going to the Stanley Cup Final?
Give me the Islanders. No, I can't even say that. It would destroy my soul to see Montreal go to the Stanley Cup Finals before Toronto. Like, realistically, I'm looking at the stats, I'm looking at the teams, like, Montreal is probably the favorite to win that series. But as a Leafs fan, I can't root for Montreal to go to the finals before the Leafs make it. And you know what? I'm going to say it. The Leafs, next year, they're going to bounce back, and they're going to win the Cup next year. And I don't care if this destroys our credibility. They're going to do it, and they're going to be the next Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup.
Are the Oilers at least making it out of the West?
That's a tough one. I don't see it happening. Like, Tristan Jarry is not the answer.
Do we have to revoke your citizenship? You're picking 0 Canadian teams in the Cup Final?
Listen, last year when it was Florida, Edmonton, I was big rooting for the Oilers. I would love to see a Canadian team win.
But not a Canadian team.
Not a Canadian team. Any team but then, honestly. Except if it somehow ended up, I don't know if it's possible, if it somehow ended up being a Montreal-Boston series, yes. I'll bleed red and blue and white just for a little bit. But they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, that's where it ends for me. I'm sorry, I just can't cheer for them.
Hey, a Montreal-Boston first-round matchup is possible, too. Talk about renewing that rivalry in the playoffs.
That would be so exciting.
And with that being said, that'll do it for our 4th bonus episode of the Too Many Men podcast, talking about the gauntlet that is the Atlantic Division. Engage with us on social media. Shoot us a DM at Too Many Men Pod. We always love to hear what you think and what you have to say. Thanks for tuning in.